Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just love that sound. I just love it. I just love it. I just love it. God is so good. God is great. Yes, he is. God is awesome. God is mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let us just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For this is truly the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We give honor to God today, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. There is no God like our God, and our God is the only true and living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me adjust the sound. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There is truly no God like our God. God is good. The strength and the determination to do it. So we bless the Lord today, and we thank him for his mercy and his grace and his kindness. Yes, thank him for the airwaves in which he has used to allow us to come on and talk of his goodness. Sometimes we forget about the hard work that those who are putting forth to make this possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Some say, well, I'm paying. But that's not it. No. We have human beings behind this technology, and sometimes we just need to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get irritable and they bear the brunt, and we say forgive us, and we say thank you to them. Hallelujah. And the owners. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God has allowed it to be so, and we are grateful. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. 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 We just honor God. Hallelujah. So much has happened this weekend that just, ooh, and I can say, but God, but God, but God, but God, but God. God saw us through it all, and we are sitting here today to give him glory. Oh, bless the Lord. And yes, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we're not going to go into anything but just say God is good. Father, we thank, ooh, we thank you today. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We express you core. Your most holy name. Yes, your name is holy. You're righteous. Oh, Father, we thank you today. And we come in the name of Yeshua. Hamashiach. Hallelujah. Hamashiach. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Glory. We come in the name of Yeshua. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Not ashamed to use his name. Hallelujah. When you know the truth, you walk therein. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all those later can catch up. Hallelujah. But you don't deny the truth because some don't know it and not agree with it when they're told about it. But you walk in the truth. Hallelujah. Many have died. Hallelujah. So we can have the truth. Yes. Hallelujah. And then we turn around and deny it because somebody is walking in what I said. What can I say? Ignorance. Meaning that they don't know, and when they hear it, they reject it. Hallelujah. But just like all of us, it touches a place where we were comfortable in, knowing that it had a name that has helped us. But when we come to the reality, when God has been merciful and kind and give us the truth, do we hide it or we walk therein? Many have lost their lives making sure we have the truth, spreading the gospel. I'm not saying that that's what will happen to us, but there will be those who will not agree with you and want you to stick with what is comfortable for them. But when you know the truth, you walk therein and ask God to give you the strength. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for holy boldness. We thank you for your peace, your joy. We thank you for your shalom. That's what we thank you. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your love, your kindness, and your faithfulness towards us. We thank you, Almighty God, for you made a way, and it was your Son that you gave so that we would have the right to be called sons of the Most High God, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We exalt you. We extol you for your kindness. Hallelujah. For this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are ever so glad in it. Oh, God, we thank you. We lift up, Father, those who are mourning this morning. Hallelujah. So many have lost their loved ones. We lift up Bishop Morton and his family. We lift up so many mothers who are crying and fathers because their children are no longer with them. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you send us help from the sanctuary and stay the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you stay the hand of the enemy and rebuke the spirit of murder over this city, over this county, over this state, and over this nation, and all over the world. Hallelujah. Almighty God, we cry out to you and ask for help. For you are our only source of help. And we thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. For you and you alone, the only one that can help us. We're in this epidemic on a pandemic, the situation that keeps multiplying. God, give us, speak to us, show us what you would have us to do. Almighty God, we yield to you. Almighty God, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Have mercy on the motherless, the fatherless, Almighty God, the childless, Almighty God. Have mercy on those who are mourning. Comfort them, Almighty God. Those, Almighty God, who have sickness and the doctors have done all that they know to do. You are, Almighty God, the great physician, and you sent your word and you heal your people. You said, I am the God that healeth thee. So we're depending on you, Almighty God. Thy will be done. We know that you can. Hallelujah. We know that you can heal. We know that you can heal, Almighty God. So we ask that your will be done. Give peace and comfort, Almighty God. Save, Almighty God. Save those that are lost, Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, encourage your people, Almighty God. Encourage your people, Almighty God. The homeless, oh, shelter, Almighty God. The mother who's going out this morning in the yet darkness to catch a bus so she can go to work, go to school. Protect her home, protect her children, Almighty God. The father who may lose his job today and not know what to say to his family. Encourage him, Almighty God. provide means, Almighty God. Keep the family together, Lord God, and be their supplier, be their source. Almighty God, let miracles happen, and they know only you. Keep the father strong. Keep the family strong. Let peace and love abide, Almighty God. Same with the mother, Almighty God, the only one who is caring for her family, about to lose her job. Almighty God, encourage her. Be her source. Let there be no lack. Let them lose nothing as a result of it. Almighty God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We exalt you, Almighty God. We know that you can. Hallelujah. And we know that you're willing to help your people. So we thank you, Father. We thank you. Thy will be done, great God Almighty. Peace. Shalom. Shalom that passes all understanding, where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Almighty God, oh, be glorified, Almighty God. Show yourself strong and mighty. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for those who are in the hospital. We thank you for removing fear and doubt. We thank you for allowing your spirit, your sweet Mashaka. Oh, Father, comfort, reassure, bless the medicine. Father, I extend it to everyone that's taking medicine this day, that you bless the medicine. You sanctify for the healing of the body. Every medicine, every pill, every capsule, hallelujah, you remove side effects, adverse effects. Remove it, Lord God. Let it bring no hurt or harm, not death, to your people. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Bless the nurses and the doctors. Oh, give them peace, Almighty God. Breathe on them. Relieve them of their exhaustion, Almighty God. Hey, God. Ooh, only you can refresh and renew and restore. Do it, Lord. Their personal issues. Ooh, meet them at their point of need. They are those who are sick and coming into work. Oh, God, heal as they step out the car, step off the bus. Oh, God, to come in the building, circle every medical building, Almighty God, with your presence, your healing virtue. Almighty God, we apply the blood of Yeshua. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Stay the hand of the enemy, Almighty God. We thank you for protection forever of over our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for their protection. We thank you for a wall of fire around them. Oh, God, thank you. May they be successful. May they have a hunger for you, and may they find you, Almighty God, when they seek you with all their heart. Oh, God, save them. Hallelujah. Save them, Lord. Oh, as parents, we have to say we forgive our children, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We forgive them, but you forgive us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glorious God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us the children that we did not bring into this world. But they're nevertheless children that you have given to us, our sons and daughters in the spirit. God, we thank you. We lift them up before you. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We ask that you heal them, Almighty God, that you restore those that are sick, Almighty God, that you touch them, give them clarity of mind, Almighty God, clarity, Almighty God, that they know your word. When they hear it, they receive your truth. Almighty God, we apply the blood of Yeshua over, ask that you touch their bodies, heal those that are in need of healing. Almighty God, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Meet every need, Almighty God, and we thank you for them. Glory be to your name. Every child that's coming into this earth at this moment, we apply the blood of Yeshua over that child. We ask that you protect them, shield them, guard them. Let no hurt or harm come to them. Let nothing stop them from doing what you have purposed for them to do on the earth. You said, Lord, whatever we ask in your name, it shall be done. So we're asking all of this in the name of Yeshua. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We ask that you look on Washington, God, the government, the political parties. Echo my echo. Oh, God. Hallelujah. In spite of man, have your way. Almighty God. In spite of man, let your will be done. Bring peace in spite of man. Meet the need. Let the laws be passed that you have ordained to pass in spite of man. Oh, God. Yebaseko. Spite of man. Hey, God. Show yourself strong and mighty, great God. For there are those of us who want you to be Lord and ruler of this nation, its properties and its territories. Let man know that they're just flesh and blood. It is you that put them up, and it is you that sit down. Quiet the voices that speak contrary to your will. In Yeshua's mighty name, we praise you. We thank you. We glorify you. We exalt you. Thy will be done, great God, not only in this nation, but all the nations of the world. Oh, Father, you are great and you are mighty. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Remember the pastors, the apostles, the preachers, the teachers. Hallelujah. The evangelists. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Great God Almighty. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for your healing, your deliverance. Holy boldness. We thank you for it, Almighty God. Fearless in you, Almighty God. Speak to us and through us, Almighty God. Give us clarity, Almighty God, that we can preach and teach under the authority of the Holy Ghost with revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. Illumination. Almighty God, have your way. Thank you for giving us all eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to obey you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless those that will despitefully misuse us. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Those, Almighty God, that will despitefully, hallelujah, be contrary. Hallelujah. Rebuke it. Almighty God. All the children that are hidden in the woods and people have given up on them. You sent them here for a purpose. Let your will be done in their life. Almighty God, we thank you. Guard them, protect them, cleanse them, change their DNA. Almighty God, change the DNA. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Change the DNA. Hallelujah. Guard and protect. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you for granting traveling mercy. Almighty God. Thank you for your will be done on in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. 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 Everyone that's on the prayer list, we lift them up. There are times that we may use someone's name, and a lot of times we just ask the Lord because of privacy and we haven't had permission. Oh, glory be to his name. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for my neighbor who's just wonderful, just sat me over a message of encouragement, and it was so wonderful, and I thank God for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is, and he's worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glorious Father. Hallelujah. It's all in the name of Yeshua we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I am just so delighted to be on this morning. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, there's just rivers of tears and pain and hurt. Lord, help. Help, Lord. Help. Thank you, Lord. Help. Glory be to your name. Help, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We can do this. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless his wonderful name. Same chapter, 26 verse. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. 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 Let's read the second chapter, starting at the 21st verse. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. The third chapter. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said to him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree which I command thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. God is so good. Glory be to his name. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.